This is a program about going deeper. It is about creating a culture of learning. It's about putting apostolic feet to prophetic hope. It is our mission to purposefully equip the world to transform their region with God's love. We want to create an atmosphere of divine influence to the nations by walking in the power of His Holy Spirit with a faith that shapes the future. Welcome to Eagle Mountain Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Eagle Mountain Radio. My name is Chris Benke. I'm going to be your host today. And here in our studios in Bend, Oregon, I've got with us Bobby Hobby.
Hey
Bobby.
There.
How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. How
good.
Are you?
Good, good. Doing really good. And Veronique Vaughn.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I am good. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. Actually good. Actually excellent. I'm not just saying that because this is a podcast and I'm not going to like go into a bunch of problems or whatever. I'm actually doing really good.
Nice.
I promise. Yeah. I promise it's true.
We would make time for you if you needed to do that later.
I know you
for
would.
For reals, eh?
I know
we would stop everything.
And we could record it and then get it out there.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually doing awesome. Thanks for asking. And that kind of actually, believe it or not, is a segue into our topic today. Because I can kind of make anything into a segue.
I know, right? I'm waiting for this.
So we basically, you know, in the pre-show we were talking about a couple of different things. And one of those is a word that you've got recently, Bobby, about standing.
Yeah.
And if you just go on social media right now, you'll see a lot of people talking about it's time to take a stand, or we should stand for this, or I'm not going to stand for that. And I think it's, you know, it's really timely. And also you got this word recently, and even Mary, who's one of our content creators here, Mary Musk, was even talking in the pre-show. She's like, yeah, and I had written about that as well right before that message. And even our kids' lesson at the church, the same time you got that word, was about taking a stand to some degree with the story of Moses. So can you give us a little overview, a high-level overview of kind of the word that you got to kind of kick us off?
Yeah. So when the Lord gives you any word, but especially a word like stand, you want to know what that means. I mean, there's so many points of view that that word can come through. And we've all made the mistake of getting a word and then running to make our stand or to do whatever we feel like the word is saying. And the Lord comes, brings us back and goes, I don't think that word means what you think it means. And so it's all about, okay, Lord, I want to ask the question, because I hear a word like that, I'm certainly going to run that through my current filter.
Totally.
And I know what stand means. Yeah. And if you mentioned the word stand during COVID-19, there's only a couple definitions that we think that could mean.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so the Lord really challenged me to go back and say, what do you think that means? Do you automatically think that means to stand against? When's the last time you stood with? You know, for instance. So here's my list. I'll just throw it out there and then we can talk about it. So I want to be a good steward of the words that God gives me. So I take time to develop them and to get into the skin of what He may be saying. And here's 9 options for us that we could be using to stand during this time. So here they are. 1, stand up. 2, stand still. 3, stand against. 4, stand with. 5, stand for. 6, stand on. 7, stand in. 8, withstand. Like Ephesians 6 talks about. And then 9, as you said in the pre-show, how about stand down?
Yeah.
And if I'm running that through the latest feeling that I'm feeling before checking with the Lord, I feel like the Lord's saying, I've given you the ability to stand. Yours with the ability to stand is also the ability to choose how to stand. So check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You know, what's interesting is as you're reading that, the weight of, I know for me, as I'm listening to it, the weight of me misinterpreting what I might be told to, what I might supposed to be being told to do when I hear stand is profound.
Yeah.
And I heard them in the, you read them before we started recording, you read them now. And again, the weight of each one, the fresh revelation of each one, I could feel just wash over me as well,
yeah.
You know? And I could almost sense my season by how my heart responded to the words, you know?
And can you imagine it knowing how to stand?
Yeah.
And what way to stand in what time and in what season is going to drastically change the revelation of the Lord that you're walking in.
Right.
And none of them are wrong. These are all nine of these that I just read. They're all right. Mm. But it begs connection to the Lord. How, Lord, do I stand in this moment? And maybe it's from day to day, but it's certainly in this season.
All right, so I want to press into this because I think we could do a little experiment right now with everyone listening to this podcast, okay? You're going to do the experiment. The experiment is it's time to stand, okay? Now, you're listening to this podcast and instantly, poof, something popped into your head. So we kind of spoiled it by you reading the list already, actually. But as we listen to the weight of this list, I think, Veronique, what you and I are talking about is that when you hear it spoken out loud, it makes me realize that my initial it's time to take a stand response might not actually be the right response. Mm. So when we have this preconceived idea and someone says, okay, stand, it's time to stand. Can you walk us through like the right way to approach that rather than just jump to what might just naturally be our inclination?
Absolutely. So the way I heard it was, my son, it's time to stand. And my response is, how? Like David, inquire of the Lord, not just get a word and run with it. But Lord, wisdom says, how? Show me how to stand. There's so many ways, so many scriptures we can pull. Well, Jesus did this, and we can make scripture sort of bend to my soulish nature right now. And we can go be that Pharisee who finds some truth, finds a scripture, even chapter and verse, and we can't use scripture that way. So I have to ask myself, Lord, and so I think the first way to stand is to be willing to have the Lord define that for us and to put my soul under my spirit man and let my spirit man connect with the Lord and just ask that question, Lord, how does that look during this time?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's where I would begin. Ask the question, how?
Yeah, that's really good. The whole time you guys have been speaking, I just keep hearing the scripture, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I think as you read all of those, no matter what I did, if my heart was to serve the Lord in my standing, at least my motive would be accurate. And I think that would help me choose my, how am I going to stand? You know, because I'm going to be serving him. If I'm going to be serving him, I'm not going to be hurting the people around me if my heart is genuinely to serve and love on him, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, another thing that's kind of coming to my mind as you're reading that is, so let me say it like this. So, if you say, it's time to stand, and immediately that means something to you, there's a couple different things that could be going on. One is you're approaching it the wrong way, and that's kind of the reference you're making to the Pharisee, grabbing a verse to kind of fit what you need. I mean, Satan did that. You know, we grab a little bit of truth to kind of fit our agenda. We don't even necessarily do that on purpose. Like, that can happen subconsciously, but that's what's happening. But it also could mean that we're being called to stand in different ways. So I'd love to dig into that a little bit, because I think if we say, hey, let's just talk about masks, because that's on everybody's mind, right? Yeah. So you say, it's time to take a stand. Some people are going to go, exactly, I'm never putting a mask on. I'm going to stand for what's right. I'm not putting a mask on. And the person right next to them could say, exactly, I'm going to wear my mask because I care about the people around me, or whatever mm-hmm. the narrative is actually doesn't matter. It's just an example.
Absolutely.
So can you guys both speak to, like, how do you dance through that crazy thing that you might be interpreting things wrong, or maybe you aren't, and someone else has a different assignment to stand in a different way. Like, this is a little bit like murky and crazy. What do you guys think?
You know, I'm really torn. I'm really torn when you say that, because I love the people around me with my whole heart. And if someone next to me needs me to wear a mask, I will absolutely wear a mask for them. But at the same token, if they are trying to silence us and trying to take our voice away by masking us, then I want to stand against it. So maybe I should hand it over to you, because I feel a little fasty about this one.
No, I
think that's why it's a good example.
I know, right?
It is. Yeah. It's a great now moment. And I think the thing is that I don't get to determine how you stand.
Yes.
You have to be connected to the Lord. You don't get to determine how I stand. And that's what's creating much of the problem. When I define for you what standing looks like. And
that's
if it doesn't
really
match
good.
My in-the-moment definition, mm-hmm. then you're wrong. And that's where the civil war takes place, is when I tell you what standing looks like. But all of these are the ways to stand biblically.
Yes.
And so it demands that we're connected to the Lord, but it also demands that I can't. I mean, tyranny is the act of forcing you to have my thought and then a corresponding action.
Right.
And so I can't do that in the name of stand. Mm-hmm. I've got to trust that the Lord is going to speak to you, and I've got to ask you hard questions that say, well, what's your moment? Maybe it's different with a different person. Maybe in order for me to stand up, I've got to realize, wait, before you just stand up, what are you standing on?
Right.
Right? Because if not, you'll go off half-cocked
That's
and
good.
Say something
really
that
good.
You're going to regret.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you standing on? Or before I stand against that person, I have to ask myself, have I stood with them? And when's the last time I stood with them to even have credibility to stand against their wrong thinking right now?
Right.
And if you don't have credibility in their heart because you haven't invested in the stand with you lately, and now you're going to try to show up in someone's life and stand against them, that those words are going to fall to the ground.
Yeah.
They're not going to work.
Right.
And so if I want to stand in the counsel of the Lord, then first and foremost, Lord, thank you that the things that you're speaking to me in this moment, it's like turn-by-turn guidance. It's my GPS with this person, with that person, with this situation. How is my heart? And that whole, let's go back to the mask thing. You're right. There's people on both sides with that. This is a farce. This is, why are we even doing this?
Yeah.
To, I know why we're doing this. We're saving lives and all of that. And so I hear the Lord say to me on that, there's where I need you to stand in the counsel of the Lord, Bobby. And that is, why are you more concerned about the mask, the cloth mask that you're being asked or even forced to wear for a certain period of time?
Yeah.
And you've overlooked the mask of pretense that I've been trying to get off your face for the last decade.
Yeah.
Why are you more juiced up about that temporal mask than the one I've been trying to deal with? I wish that you would put more energy into your spiritual life.
Yeah.
And it's not to avoid the natural. One usually speaks of the other.
Right.
And that's why in order to hear those things from the Lord, I have to stand in the counsel of the Lord. But if I'm busy standing on or standing against, and the Lord's saying, Bobby, today you need to stand in, I'm going to miss the things that God's trying to tell me because I'm too busy in the wrong season because my emotions want to stand against.
Yeah. And it's really cool to, you know, feel the feist of the issues like this. I see some videos online that just make me cry, literally. I have tears streaming down my cheeks, not because it's two people arguing in a store. It's because of a piece of cloth, their hearts are being revealed. And what's coming out is really sad. And while I am grateful that the Lord is bringing us to a place where our hearts are being revealed, I'm also just saddened that there are so many people out there who don't recognize Yes, it is important about the mask, but what's most important is the state of your heart and then how you treat other people. I had a friend the other day who went to the shop and she had a little baby on her hip and the baby kept pulling at her mask while she was shopping. And so by the time she got to the checkout, she had pulled the mask down because the baby was just didn't want to be in the cart. And she got yelled at by other customers in line. And she got home and she said she was shaking the whole way home. She shook. She got home, walked inside and just burst into tears. And I thought, what is the world coming to?
Yeah.
You know, it's actually about people. Like when I die, the only thing I get to take with me are the friendships, the relationships that I've made here. That mask is going to stay behind. Every circumstance that has caused my heart to, you know, explode is going to reveal who I am. I want to be able to love the people around me. And, oh, it's one of those things that I just feel heartbroken about.
This is the role of the church.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're standing. And there's all these ways to stand. And by the way, the stand up and the stand against, yeah, those are biblical.
Yeah.
So we have to give green light for that.
Yes.
We're just empowering a people to manage themselves.
Yes.
Because that's what life does. That's what the Spirit of God does. Mm. He says, you've got these options. Now go use them. They're all tools in your tool belt. But the church should be leading the education. Okay, so we've got the word stand. So the education is not necessarily going to come from other entities that we maybe think it should come from. Mm. It should be coming from the church. So we could take a message like that and go, okay, then how should I? And here's what we know. What we do know is that if you speak the truth without love, then it fails to be truth no matter how factually accurate you are.
Right?
Well, I told you what to do. I was honest. I told you the right thing. Since you did it without love and since you flipped me off 5 times while doing that, it fails to be truth because you're not bringing the heart of the Lord. So you can't detach the heart of the Lord from the truth that he speaks. Mm. You just can't. Yeah. So you can't speak the truth without love, I guess is what I'm saying. Mm. So how do I have the mind of God, but the heart of God too? And so that's what we're saying. We're saying, I think, we're educating the body of Christ right now. Stand up, do what you need to do, but make sure you're connected to the heart of the Lord and that you're not out of your moment, not just out of your season, but out of your moment. So you have to ask yourself, Lord, I want to stand. And then the second question, should I stand up, stand for, stand against, stand with, just so that you're not choosing that choice or making that choice out of what your current emotion is telling you.
Yeah. I want to press into that a little bit more. I want to be really careful and not get into a situation where we're dogging on churches all the time. But one of the things that you said was really pretty profound, because when all the lockdowns first started to happen, there were a lot of people that were like, no, I will, like, you know, the Bible says, and we should, you know, and just really getting all, you know, feisty about this.
Yeah.
And that might be okay, except if you step back and say, well, what's the history? And if the history was complacency from that body, let's say, or that particular person, and just kind of a drifting along and kind of coasting, and then now that something has disrupted, you know, patterns of behavior and convenience, now it's time to do what God says. That takes all of the validity out of that, in my opinion. And I think that's what you're talking about here when you were told, hey, stand. And the list that you've got there is, we have to have a foundation, a history of standing. Mm. If we've been sitting around and then something irritates us, so now it's time to stand, that's where our motives probably are not in line with where they should be.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Is that valid, or am I overstepping?
No, I love it. And to bring a biblical context to what you just said, Jesus has a message in Revelation for all 7 churches.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kingdom message. And all of them are now words for every church in the book of Revelation.
Mm.
And so he couldn't say, well, my latest word is this and applies to every man in all places. And if you're not thinking the way I'm thinking, then you're out of line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gosh, I heard you you were headlining Jesus at the Church of Philadelphia, and you were talking about brotherly love last week, and now I hear you, you know, speaking to this church that they're allowing false apostles and prophets and haven't done anything about it yet, and you're way more stern than the googly grace message you had over at Philly last week.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I mean?
Totally.
And so next thing you know, we're putting God in a box and we're making the moment-by-moment guidance from the Holy Spirit of no effect.
Yeah.
And so that's where you don't get to tell me.
Yeah.
I don't get to tell you. I get to tell you what I just did, and that's to give you the list on how you should probably biblically stand.
Yeah.
But I need to help you understand that there are many ways to stand, and you need to know what's right for you. And then don't just do your, well, here's what I'm doing in this season. And to everything, here's my conditioned response. To everything, it sucks. To everything, it's gone on too long. You know, once you do that, you're not going to learn the ways to stand that the Lord could be telling you.
Right.
And then days when it is time to stand up or stand against, those are moments where you can, like Jesus, go, wow, I think you said it great, Chris. There's a history that I have with this person.
Yes.
And I know my history with them right now is, unless the Holy Spirit says, hey, today, I want you to stand with them. Because he might. He might throw you a curveball and say, I know you've been standing against this person for a while. Today, I want you to stand with them.
Yeah.
And so just be sensitive to what God may be saying. Absolutely. And don't get caught in a rut.
Yeah, I had a question about, what about those people who feel they cannot stand? The Lord says stand. I am
just to
just
be clear, you're not talking about people you can't stand. You're talking about the people that cannot stand.
No, the people who are just so tired, who are just so weary in their season, they cannot muster up the strength to stand for today. What do you say to them?
That's so good. Okay, so there's two things. One is, you would think, I can't muster it up, so the drill sergeant in me, you know, the mobilizer says, get up, right? And so I'm going to practice what I just preached. No, I have to discern God's season for you. If I tell you to get up because that's what he's telling me, that would be wrong. If, what if your season is, you know what, you're exhausted. You need to stand still. And you need permission to stand still. But all of my friends are standing against, and I just can't right now. It is just as much the Lord, if this is your season, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, if that is your season. So you need to know it. No one else can determine that for you. You need to determine it now if it's out of laziness or apathy. And you need to be standing up, and you're taking the stand still verse, and you know that's not what God's saying to you. Then do a blameless autopsy and just be real with yourself. Do a 360 feedback and just go, Lord, out of all these nine stands that we've been talking about today, what is my stand? And don't get out of your season. So to the one, I would say, I would ask them the hard question. Do you really believe this is your time to check out? And if it is, then I would say stand still.
That's really good. A long time ago, I heard discernment for the end times was going to be one of the biggest keys. And
that's so good.
I look at that now and I'm like, to even for our responses, discern. That's really cool.
So I want to pivot a little bit. And I think where you were going, it actually is kind of takes us there. So there's a lot of stuff that you see right now where people are saying, hey, look, God's in control. I'm just going to, you know, let God be in control. And I think that, I think for some people, that might not be the worst thing for them to be thinking, is that, hey, God is, he knows what's going on, okay? But I think a lot of the time, this is a cop-out. Like, God asks us to partner. We have a part to play. You look at every single example in Scripture, it's about partnership. It's not about, he never says, get out of my way, sit and don't do anything. I'll take care of everything. he is, it's super important, I believe, that we understand that God's in charge, not necessarily in control. Mm-hmm. Not that he doesn't have control. He's given us control in partnership.
Yes.
And I think this is a kind of a careful theological line that we walk down, but I really see a lot of people copping out and not taking the appropriate stand on your list. That's so good. Because you know what? If you do that and you say, well, look, God's in control. He's in control. It takes the burden of responsibility yeah. off of us.
Yeah.
And I'm not even 100% sure how I feel about all that, but that is definitely a slippery slope down into areas where we aren't doing our part of partnership with the Lord. What do you think about this?
Chris, that's so good. Such a great question. Notice the one stand that's not on the list is standoff. We all need to be engaged. So the truth of the list is we all should be standing. It's not whether you should stand.
Wow, yeah.
The word
yeah.
for this time is stand.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're not saying don't stand. We're not saying disengage. Mm-hmm.
Even stand down is standing.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's knowing your season, being able to manage yourself. Mm. Even stand still.
Yeah.
That's not disengaging. Notice we're all standing.
Yeah.
And maybe that standstill is like you get a 3-day standstill and then you're back to standing on or standing up or you know, whatever. And there's things that we can do simultaneously. But it's not standoff.
Mm-hmm.
It is not disengaging. You got a tribe of people around you that need to be helping you discover what one of the 9 should be for you almost on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And if you're standing off, then you're in the wrong position to begin with.
Mm.
So let's just go back to the truth. We all should be standing. Nobody gets a break on that.
Mm.
Should you be standing up, standing still, standing against? Standing with, standing for, standing on, standing in, withstanding, or standing down? Should you be doing that is the question.
Mm.
But you should not be standing off.
That's
the people
really
around
good.
You need you and you need them.
Yeah. Yeah. Ephesians
6.
The same thing that we've been quoting. It says, having done all, stand. Having done everything possible, stand. I just keep seeing this picture of a person in their full armor. So we've got the helmet of salvation. We've got the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit. Covered them all, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got our full armor on, but I keep seeing like the middle age, if you guys can picture it
Did
in
you
your
say
head.
The shoes prepped?
Shoes of the gospel of peace.
Yes.
Yes. But I keep seeing this like medieval guy in his armor. And if you remember, those would literally cover the whole body, right? And then I see him on the field lining his armor up with his armor and using it to prop himself up.
Mm.
So the metal is, he's leaning on it to prop himself up. And I look at that and I think, okay, so if the righteousness, if we stack our righteousness on top of the truth, on top of what we allow in our minds as the salvation with our peace, if that's what we're standing on, if we're leaning on our armor, we can rest.
Mm, that's good.
We're getting the rest that we need. We don't need to disengage. We don't need to step out of the race. We don't need to lie down because we are still doing what Scripture says. We're standing.
Yeah.
Another thing that I also remember is, you know, when I was younger, I was very much into sport. I was field hockey, not your regular ice hockey. But when we're on the field, there is a different standing. It's the athletic stance versus being off the field and not in the game. And when you're on the field, your knees are bent, you're lowered down, and you are ready to run in any direction. You can go wherever you need to. But when you are, the whistle's blown and you're off the field, you can actually have your standing still, can be on your back foot. You don't have to be. You can be rested in a completely different way. Again, we need to know our season. We need to know what the Lord is saying. But I think just that the Lord would, for those who are listening, that the Lord would drop into your spirit a fresh discernment in Jesus' name, yes, for your moments. And your moment today, you could have 100 different moments. It's not just what you're feeling right now can last you the whole day. You can have 100 different moments in today. And I bless you on changing and moving directions and hearing what the Lord has to say. And I declare you will not be exhausted from the changes, but that it will invigorate you and cause you for what's next. What stand is up next?
Yeah, be agile. And if you find yourself exhausted, maybe you're doing the wrong stand.
Right?
Yeah, Veronique, one of the things that you said really stuck with me. I really feel like this is a message that people need to hear. So we know there's this breastplate of righteousness. Mm-hmm. And I feel like too often right now, because of the way the world is, world's different now. We're all super connected. We're very, very hyper connected with social media communications. And I feel like people are taking off the breastplate of righteousness. Mm-hmm. And instead they're getting on the Facebook post of self-righteousness. And they're kind of like going after people in a way with a kind of a righteous, a self-righteous kind of religious energy, which is totally destructive. And it can become a stumbling block for other people to take their stand in the appropriate way, because now you're distracting them with this kind of false messaging. And I feel like it's so prominent right now, it's actually become part of the culture so much so that we don't necessarily recognize it like we might have 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When you had to say this to someone's face, mm-hmm, 15 years ago, when you had to say it to someone's face, now you don't say it to their face. Now you make a clever, snide, self-righteous comment here and there, and it's very destructive. And it never would have happened 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But now it happens like so often. It's actually built into our culture. So I feel like part of the message of this standing is standing on actual righteousness, which means you've got to have an introspective approach, which is exactly what you're talking about. So the way that I determine how God's asking me to stand should bear no relation to the way he's talking to Veronique or to Bobby, because it's about my relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Then if we're all doing that, the way that we're doing it individually will work together.
Right, and how scriptural. I'm choosing should not bother you.
If it does, you might be on your iPad of self-righteousness instead of your breastplate of righteousness.
And if you are on your iPad of self-righteousness, Graham Cook has a great way of dealing with this. He's like, I totally have the answer. Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
Just stop it. Like,
in
let's
his
go deep.
Englishness. Stop it.
Let's just do it, man.
So I totally agree. And aren't we describing what a healthy body of Christ looks like? That you could pick one of the nine and be 100%. Because that's the goal, is to show up 100%.
Yeah.
That you could pick one of the nine. I could pick one of the nine. You could pick one of the nine. And everybody else. And we're fine with that.
Yeah.
We're not dictating what somebody else should look like, what it should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And we're recognizing, wait a minute, all of these stands are filtered through his righteousness.
Mm.
And so I know as long as it's kingdom, it'll be a different perspective, but it will be kingdom.
Yeah.
And so that's where a healthy body and any team that, let's say you're a businessman, you're listening to this, you're at home, you know already your kids are all different. And so if you were to come in and mom says the word for today is stand, and that's all you gave them, they're going to interpret that in a way that means something to them.
Yeah.
And we need to let that happen.
Yeah. Right. And right now, Becky is running sound, but she texted me and said, we stand in the shoes of the gospel no matter how we stand.
Absolutely. Right.
So that is like a grounding foundational piece.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I want to make sure that you're not, as you're listening to this, you're not hearing, we're not saying that if you're hearing from God and he's saying stand in this certain way, we're not saying keep your mouth shut because everybody's got a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to proclaim.
Good.
Right.
It's that when you proclaim, some people will be convicted and go, I too should be standing mm-hmm. with Veronique.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will go, boy, I need to pay attention, and they'll be convicted. I will stand this way.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, You shouldn't go, I got some buddies here and some new enemies over here. That's right. not what right. it should be. If you're doing that, you're back onto your Facebook post of self-righteousness
yep.
again.
Yep.
So it's not that you're not supposed to help, you know, spread out how God's speaking to you, because there are many people that may need to hear that.
Mm.
It's just that as you do that, mm. you have to do it with the right motives in right. love and other things, which is very difficult when we start talking about things that we're passionate about and
yeah.
when anxiety is high and things are... When we're in times like this, when things matter so much,
mm.
it's hard.
Mm.
Yeah.
But that's what we're called to.
Right.
Sometimes it's the right message, wrong motive.
Yeah.
And really that's, you know, so we're just saying you get to do you. That's mm-hmm. what's awesome about a house of powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the house of the Lord
mm.
Globally is, okay, awesome. We yeah. totally love and respect you. You do you, as long as it's not sinning or leading someone else to sin or unrighteous. We're going to recognize, gosh, it would take all of us to stand anyway.
Right.
It's kind of like this. I've heard some people try to just get very, you know, well, gosh, unless you have signs and wonders in your theology, you're not really a Christian. And then the Baptists would say, unless you've got the word,
mm-hmm.
you're not really a Christian. And then some others, unless you're out evangelizing,
right.
you're not a Christian. Gosh, why are we even in church? Why are there even chairs in
right.
churches? We're here sitting.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
taking the message on stand, and I'm leaning stand like on
right.
the streets. Like
right.
we don't even need to sit. And so, you know, you take that through those lenses
mm-hmm.
and we're like, absolutely, amen. Go. And someone's like, no, we want, the reason why we have trouble and division is because we have denominations. And on one hand, I'm like, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
We want everyone to have the fullness
mm-hmm.
of the gospel, which includes his power, signs and wonders, the word, everything.
Right.
Awesome. However, there's not enough denominations on the planet that could describe the greatness of God. So you've
yeah.
got to look at it that way too and go, wow,
yeah.
I'm glad you're emphasizing the word so mm. and so, because you're teaching me how to place that, the value on that word. Oh, I'm glad that you're emphasizing the lost because you're teaching me.
Mm.
And I'm glad that I'm emphasizing signs and wonders to you, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So you've got to be confident in
mm.
your stand.
Yeah.
You've got to stand in your stand.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
And you've got to be confident in it so that people don't get you off your stand,
yeah.
whatever that looks like. Celebrate their stand.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them over-influence you and sort of codependent relationship now where your stand becomes my stand.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be confident
yeah.
in our stand.
Yeah, it reminds me of this thing I see a lot. People will say this. I see this all over social media. You can't even be a Christian if, fill in the blank.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to reiterate too, and just make sure we're clear. Bobby, you're not saying that all paths go lead to God. You're not saying that, I don't think. What I hear you saying is that God has created all different types, and they all have their own purpose and assignment. And we need to be really careful to not... judge someone else's assignment or understanding based on the one that we've been given.
Mm.
That's how you create a cult,
mm-hmm.
is you take a word called stand and you say this is the one way or the two ways that we're
yeah.
going to apply
yeah.
it. And so, no, you need to trust the Lord. If it's not specifically forbidden in Scripture, follow the Lord.
Yeah.
Really? You're going to give me that much liberty? No, I'm not, because I don't have that authority. But the one who created you already
That's
gave
good.
You
huh.
that amount of liberty. We're way too afraid of using the bazooka we've
mm-hmm.
been handled.
Mm-hmm.
We're way too afraid that it's going to go off in our hand and hit somebody. And we're way too afraid sometimes of the responsibility,
mm-hmm.
which means our ability to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to say, nope, I just want to use it this way.
Yeah.
And so to my Baptist friends, I'm like, dude, you rock. I'm not sure that you have the fullness. I can say that to you because
mm-hmm.
I love you.
Yeah.
But on that thing, you've taught me a lot. Instead of me being so super closed,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all paths lead. But
yeah.
I am saying, gosh, if you're in a box,
mm-hmm.
don't allow yourself to be in a box.
Mm-hmm.
If your method of standing in this season is over... arching everyone around you because you're the loudest in your group.
Mm.
Be quiet.
Right.
And listen.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Yes, I would love to touch on something real quick, because I feel like some people might listen to this and think, well, you guys are just saying that because you don't want people like to make a stand that would cause trouble or that would cause, what about the movements that have to happen in order for people to take a stand,
yeah,
in order for
good.
Those movements
that's
to happen,
really good.
Right? And I would challenge you in if you are standing in the very thing that you are supposed to be standing in and Holy Spirit is indeed leading you, then he will lead enough people in the right stand in order to affect change. That movement will affect change. But if we are doing it out of our own strength, we could create movements that could actually damage the outcome or whatever it is that we're wanting. So yes, there is a time for us to stand up and affect change. But when Holy Spirit gets to lead our stand and how we stand and where and why and our motives matter, that's when his will be done on earth, his way.
And that's about obedience.
Right. And he's still in charge. He's just not going to control things.
Isn't that so great? I mean, that really, the encouragement side of this word says we get to hear from the Lord. And it's not like gritting our teeth or, you know, to try to hear from God. That he's got a, here's how you should stand today or in this conversation or with us. So we know we're all standing, but it's kind of like that gladiator movie, you know, where on one hand, who was the main guy in Gladiator? Do you remember who he was?
Maximus
Aurelius, yeah. I think played by Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's like, okay, so you don't know,
right.
You don't know, we don't know what's about to come out those doors right there, right? Because they're going to unleash the whatever. Could be lions, it could be people. In this case, I think it was people on chariots who were coming. And he's like, we don't stand a chance if we're separate. So when I say, and I can't remember his one-liner, they formed like this tortoise shell. It was like Jagadai or Jagadiamond or whatever it was. And they formed this tortoise shell and it protected all of them. In that moment, they were standing with each other.
That's amazing.
Right?
That's such a beautiful visual.
And those things came out and he says, if you're on your own, you're going to get picked. You know, it's like
no
the guy
way.
In the movies. That's the first one out of the foxhole and he gets nabbed the first, you
right,
know,
right.
Oh dang. And he doesn't even have a line. He's just guy who got shot first is his title. And so, you know what I mean? So there's moments and then as the movie went on and the arena and it's of course a gladiator scene, then they all get to start swinging the swords and using their different weapons differently.
Right.
And they're all using their giftings, but there's moments to hunker down and be together. So
that's right.
Again, it's not about should we stand.
Mm-hmm.
That question's off the table.
Right.
We know we should be.
Mm.
But it is, I need you to survey the people around you.
It's really
if you're
good.
All using the same sword,
yeah.
something's wrong. if you're
right.
not hunkered down when you should be and all of those things. And so for the first 30 seconds that those people came out of the enemy came out through the doors, it was best for them to stand together this way. They were all standing.
Yeah.
And then after that, okay, now. And sure enough, they were able to high center some of those chariots and turn them over and do certain things from that posture.
Mm.
And then their posture could change. So just, again, hear the Lord.
Mm.
Hear what God's saying. Don't make the decisions by yourself. Ask the Lord. Ask the friends around you. And just don't stand off. But make sure you are standing in the right posture, in the right way.
Yeah.
So, as we wrap this up, I think one thing is really clear. It's just obvious. And not only that, you've got this word and it's really appropriate for right now is that we're called to stand. So how I'd like to end though, is that I think there are some people that are listening to this and they're like, I'm not sure I like everything that they said. Maybe I don't like the stand part. Maybe I don't like the freedom part. So, Bobby, I'd love it if you'd close us out by praying for the people that are feeling uncomfortable with the amount of reins they've just been given. They're not sure they agree with that. Or that they, and then I think there's another group of people that I think we should pray for that don't really want to stand. They kind of want to sit. It's a lot safer to sit, except for if you're out of God's will.
Wow.
It's a perception of safety to sit. But if we're called to stand, that's the safest place to be. But it doesn't necessarily look or feel that way. So I'd love it if you would just close us out and pray for that after Veronique says something, because she's got her hand up.
Just the third group of
the third group, yeah,
that I'd love you to pray over are those who just feel the last 11 months have wiped them out and they don't feel they have the strength to stand. They are just weary and weak and hurting from the stuff that's just gone on. I'd love for you to pray over them too.
Yeah, that's so good. While you were talking about that, it reminds me of the fog of war. Maybe this will help some of those who are watching or listening. Sometimes in the fog of war, you don't know whether to sit or stand, or I hear your list, but gosh, I couldn't pick one if I wanted to. In the fog of war, it's kind of like being a pilot, and the first time your instruments go down and you've got to fly without them. And you're looking at the horizon, but you're in the clouds. Mm-hmm. There is no horizon. You can't find your point of reference. Mm-hmm. And that's when most people start to fly like this or even upside down, completely sideways and not even know it.
Yeah.
And so the fog of war has to be dealt with first. Mm. And so some would say, you know, what to do in, if you don't have instrumentation or whatever, and how to find your grounding. But I would say this. Here's your grounding first. Number one is that this message to you today needs to challenge you. I need to be challenged. And God, I want to be challenged. So that's what I want you to pray with me, is I want you to give permission to the Lord to govern the stand in your life, so that you don't have to decide for yourself. You weren't called to decide. As a matter of fact, what we're saying today is going to help your relationship with the Lord. It's going to help you to listen to Him. And Habakkuk chapter 2 says it this way, I'll stand at my guard post and I'll watch to see what He will say. And so, Lord, that's really what we want to do, is we want to hear what You say. We understand that by a simple word, it's worth it to us to, like David, inquire of the Lord. And God, that's what we're doing. I guess maybe that's the response or the end game of a word like stand, is you better inquire of me. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, we just say that we do. And first of all, we value Your words. Mm-hmm. And forgive us if we've ever stood in a way or in a position or in a posture that was filtered through our intellect or our current emotion. And Lord, we just say we want to stand in the way that You're telling us to stand. We want to stand with You, first and foremost. We want to be where You are. And Lord, we allow other people to stand the way that they're standing. We are not going to dictate. We come off of the judge's bench and we say, God, this judge's gown, the gavel, was not meant for me to handle in terms of judging others and how they stand. So I repent of that. This belongs to You and You alone. Mm. Here, God, I give You Your gavel back. Mm. You make the call. And Lord, I just come back down off the judge's bench and I stand in front where I belong and I say, Lord, You tell me how to stand. And Lord, I'm not afraid to stand how You tell me to stand. I'm not afraid of that. Maybe I'm concerned. Maybe I am afraid, but I choose to say I'm not right now. And Father, I just pray for the one who has checked out and they've lost their stand and they're sitting or lying down. Lord, I just thank You that in this time, You are the God who knows how to challenge the comfort zone. And if it feels like you've got the fog of war all around you, the first thing that I just remind you is stand. Mm-hmm. Just right now, stand up. Just stand up in your heart with me. Just change it from, I can't see where I'm going, and the panic that may be ensuing, to, wait a minute, God's with me. I have a destiny. I'm not going anywhere until this destiny is fulfilled.
Amen.
I'm not. My life's not going to end early. My business is not going to end early. God's, my destiny's not going to end early. God's got something for me, even in the fog of war. And all I need my spirit to do right now is stand in that truth.
Mm.
So I want you to stand in right now. And then for those of you who need to stand up or stand against, and you felt a passivity and a lethargy and a complacency come over you because you didn't know, then I challenge you right now. I say, Father, release to them the wisdom on how to stand up, how to stand against God.
Mm. Amen.
Father, I just say in the name of Jesus, we don't stand against just politically or emotionally.
Yeah.
We stand against based on your word.
Yeah.
So bring your word to us, God. We choose to take a stand, and Lord, we ask that you in our hearts would govern what that stand looks like, Father.
Thank you.
And lastly, God, I pray for my brothers and sisters who are on what they feel to be the cutting edge of stand. And here's what stand looks like. I pray, God, what we need is a revolution, not a rebellion. And there's a difference. And God, I just say in the name of the Lord, help us to understand that we are creating something that hasn't happened on the planet yet.
Yes.
We are not just responding. We are standing. And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, I say to you, go ahead and stand. Make your stand. Take your stand. You've got the green light from heaven if you are listening to God as to how to stand.
Yeah.
But I will say to you, there are brothers and sisters around you who their stand is different. Don't dictate to them how to stand, but be confident in your stand. Go with the vision. Run with the vision that God has given to you. We bless you to run. We bless you to run. We bless you to run. And Father, for all of us, I pray in the name of Jesus right now that you would help us to inquire of you as to how to interpret this word. As all revelation, it begins with the revelation, and then it goes to interpretation, and then it goes to application. God, we want all three levels of revelation. Revelation, interpretation, and application. God, show us how to stand in this time. I bless you with the full armor of God, because if you're going to stand, Ephesians 6 says you're going to need the armor. So we bless you with the full armor. Thanks for joining us today.
Amen.